This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free here and take control of the airwaves as we launch into the second hour of the show. Of course, you can bring up anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Joining you tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, but then coming up, more about the Church of Cannabis. It is a thing. And it's happening in Denver, Colorado. We'll tell you more about it coming up here. But let's go first to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. We've got Kyle on the line in Tennessee, listening to us and or watching on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah, just fine.
All right. I would like to say I love the show, and I love freedom of speech.
Thanks.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
And I'd also like to say racism is really bad. I can't believe that someone would want to hate another person because of the color of their skin. That's just outrageous.
Yeah. It's kind of petty.
Hold on.
I totally agree that it is outrageous, but unfortunately...
Hold on, I'm jerking off. And...
coming.
It wasn't as bad of a crank as...
It could have been.
It could have been.
Yeah. Now, when he said that he was for free
speech... We didn't have to dump him on that one.
No.
When he said that he was for free speech, I thought, alright. And I thought, there's something's coming.
Something was coming. Yeah, I felt it too. let's go to Max in Indiana. He felt the disturbance in the floor.
Well, all of us were. I'm like waving at Ian.
Oh, yeah. That's
ready. Hello.
Hello, Max. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So, I wanted to can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I just had a question about, so I listened to last night's episode with Chris Cantwell, and I think I recall him mentioning that he identifies as a libertarian, and
he did say that.
I don't recall hearing y'all challenge him on that.
That's a good point. I guess it was just, to me, it was just so crystal clear that he's not a libertarian. I mean, he's basically a fascist.
He did identify also as a fascist, that his differences between fascism are, reaching zero. One can't be both, but a libertarian can be a bigot.
That's true, unfortunately.
Right? Like, you could believe that people should have the freedom to do whatever to do what they want so long as they don't harm other people.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mark. Go ahead.
And at the same time, believe that, for whatever reason, people's ethnicity dictates something about their life.
So you're using the pure definition of libertarian this time, Mark, now that it suits what you're saying. Because normally you're the guy who's like, well, libertarian could mean someone who's in favor of smaller government.
Well,
right?
A libertarian could be somebody who is in favor of smaller government.
Well, doesn't that mean that Cantwell would, by your definition, qualify as a libertarian?
I don't know. I don't know enough about him. I haven't talked to him about his political beliefs in some time. He kind of hates me, Ian, because it looks very much like he and his ilk blame me for him being kicked off the air.
I kicked him off.
I understand that, and you totally take responsibility for it every time it's mentioned.
Yeah.
However,
you advocated for him to be removed.
I didn't the second time. I just asked you, is this what you want for your radio program? I said, read this, and is this what you want for your radio program? Because I already knew what I thought, which was that Christopher Cantwell, a couple of months before that, had decided that the best way to solve, to answer a question from, he claims an antagonistic poster on Twitter was to call him the N-word. And at that point, your belief that, using bell curves, maybe blacks don't have the cognition that whites do or whatever.
Whose belief?
His.
Oh, okay, you said your belief.
Well, being Cantwell in this case, or anybody else, suddenly gets popped over to the area of racism when you start tossing around the N-word.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can have one of those beliefs. You can hold the belief that some particular ethnicity has, lower cognitive skills than another ethnicity, And that's just sort of a scientific beliefy thing, right? But when you start using racial epithets and believing that at the same time, well, yeah, you're full on
racist.
Yeah, at that point.
Well, just to be semantic, I would say that using like an evidence-based way to distinguish the cognitive abilities of various races, even if it's, you know, purely clean sanitary science, it's still racism. It's just
benign
racism.
I think that every, like, racism is a reality. If you're going to be putting together a basketball team, the chances are you're going to want black Americans instead of Hispanic Americans, if that makes sense. So, you know, to say that blacks are better at basketball than, are genetically better at basketball than Hispanics would be both a racist statement and a true statement at the same time.
Hmm.
And so racism can be true. But I think we all sort of know it when we see it. It has to do with cognition, largely.
Max, that's a long answer to your question. Did that answer it, though?
Yeah, a bit. I have a couple things I want to add about Cantwell.
Sure.
I think the specifics of the IQ and race debate aside, I think people like Cantwell are using that as a faux scientific justification to, like, legitimize the idea of like a white ethno state. I don't think he's like sincerely interested in like the scientific debate of that. He's just kind of using that to further legitimize racism to sway public opinion against, you know, black people and non-white people.
I think he's using it line his pockets personally. I mean, Cantwell is somebody. Yes, Cantwell is somebody who will do what gets him paid.
My guess is he's always had a preference for white people.
He did date a black woman.
He would claim that actually, I was looking at the SLPC article about him that is out now, a very detailed piece, and he does actually, there was an interview they did with him. Apparently, Cantwell actually conducted the interview, or the guy who was interviewing him, on Cantwell's show. So the reporter for the Southern Poverty Law Center, or SPLC, actually was on Cantwell's show while he was interviewing him. This is kind of an unusual thing, but that's what happened. And in that article, Cantwell cites that he's had relations with multiple women of different descents that are not white. And I guess he's citing that as a reason why he's not racist, but he is racist, and he admits to it. Anyway,
so he could have had a string of relationships with Afrocentric prostitutes
that
he didn't have any respect for, and that could be that.
Max, what else did you want to say?
Yeah, I think, hold on, Max, I want to, regarding what you say, yes, I think that largely I agree with what you say. However, the white ethnostate thing, I gave him the opportunity to talk about what he saw as sort of an end game for his goals. And I asked him two different times back to back, and he wouldn't make a statement as to what his goals were regarding whatever the long term goal was. Do we want to kill Blackie here? Do you want to ship him off to Liberia? Are you looking to everybody move to South Carolina?
Well, he said it wouldn't be practical to move them out of the country, but he did agree when I asked him straight out, you know, if he wants to have his little white neighborhood or whatever, or white town, and I want to live in a place where anybody can come, you know, no matter what color or race or religion they have, would he leave us alone as long as we're over in our, you know, diverse town and he's over in his whites only? And he said that he would. Now, I don't know if all of his white nationalist brethren would feel the same
way. As he goes down to Charlottesville, Virginia, to defend a statue that has nothing to do with his heritage. Yes,
he'll
leave you alone.
Yep. Max, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, just I totally agree with that. But also just with the term alt-right and white nationalist, I think these terms are very much euphemisms those people who adhere to those ideologies are using to have more mainstream appeal. I think at the base of white nationalism, it's still a white supremacist ideology. It's still,
sure,
you know, founded on this idea that like whites are inherently like better than non-whites, and it's still like fostering this sort of, you know, racial tribalism kind of thing. And I would just be cautious of using the terminology that they put out to make themselves seem more, you know, acceptable to mainstream sensibility.
You think white nationalists makes them seem more acceptable?
No, he's talking about alt-right.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. more so than white supremacists.
More so than white supremacists. I'll give you that.
Yes.
Max, if you had more, you can hang on because that's an interesting comment. Also, more coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. And you know what? We're actually just talking during the break here in the studio about Bitcoin Cash, the new Bitcoin, if you will, that sort of forked off from the original Bitcoin or Bitcoin Legacy or Core or whatever the heck people are going to end up calling that thing. That is, this new Bitcoin Cash is competing with that. And Johnny Ray, you were asking about how to get some of it. One of the ways to get Bitcoin Cash, so if you already had Bitcoin before the fork on August 1st, then you have Bitcoin Cash in your Bitcoin wallet. You just have to split it off. And there are ways to do that. But the other way to get it would be to buy it from somebody. So Mark might be willing to sell some of his Bitcoin Cash. Or you can go on to an exchange and then change your Bitcoin or whatever else you might have into Bitcoin Cash. So those are three ways to do it. But the fourth way to do it is to mine it. And you can do that over at pool.bitcoin.com, where you don't have to worry about the costs and the equipment upgrades and the maintenance. And Johnny Ray, you know a thing or two about this because, I don't know, several years ago now, a few years before, 4 years ago, something like that, you got into some Bitcoin mining, or you tried to get into a Bitcoin mining deal with your brother. You got a twin brother.
No. I went halvesies with a friend of mine.
A friend of yours, okay.
On one of those Swedish numbers. What were the KLVs or KLM or something?
But you got equipment, and you had your friend. I'm sorry, I thought it was your brother. Your friend, yeah. He had
operated the miner.
He had a place where that thing could be and even get free power.
Yep.
And it still didn't work out financially for you guys.
I'm not ruling out that I may have gotten gotten back what I put into it.
Oh, really?
But
they didn't make anything.
But I don't. Well, I lost a wallet, so I got some of it, but even if I hadn't lost the wallet, it had come to the point where the returns were getting smaller and smaller.
Because the difficulty was going up over time.
Yeah, and it just felt like I would never get to where I had get back what I had put into it.
Right.
So I think the thing to do is not to, unless you're very wealthy, or you've got some kind of super expertise in the field, then buying a miner for yourself or running your own thing for something that is as competitive as Bitcoin mining is a bad idea.
Right, yeah. You've got a lot of competition in the marketplace to try to find these Bitcoins. So what you can do, though, that makes it easy, is you can go to pool.bitcoin.com, and then you just put throw some money in as Bitcoin in as an investment there, and then they'll buy the hardware, they'll run the system, and they'll just pay out to you. And that makes it a lot easier. And, of course, it's being done. Do you know, Mark, where they're... what part of the world their mining operation is in?
I got the impression it was in China, but I don't know.
I feel like it was in China too, but I'm not sure. Anyway, they're actually, seems to be working. Mark and I have tried this as well. We both, before Bitcoin.com was sponsoring the Bitcoin pool, we both signed up independently. And Mark, you did the lifetime contract. I did the 6 month just to kind of test the waters and see what it was like. And it's looking good so far. It looks like I will definitely get the Bitcoin that I invested at the time back out. It's not the best way to get a return, but it is a great way to support the network, to possibly make some money and support Bitcoin at the same time. And in addition, you can also support Bitcoin Core. So if you wanted to get Bitcoin Core, you could literally mine it into existence over at pool.bitcoin.com. Again, that's pool.bitcoin.com. Let's go to back to Max in Indiana. Max, you were commenting about Christopher Cantwell, who we had call into the show last night. Even though we don't agree with his racism, he was one of the people that was involved in the conflict down in Charlottesville on, I think it was Friday night. And so you had some comments about him, just kind of in general. And I found myself curious. I was just wondering, is this Max Sand calling?
No, this is Max Stirner calling.
Okay, gotcha. Anyway, one of the Bitcoin, or not Bitcoin, one of the Chris Cantwell followers is also named Max, but he had kind of broken away from Chris, so I thought that might have been you. Anyway, was there more that you wanted to share about the whole scene down there?
I really can't say much. I just watched a couple videos on it this morning. It looks horrific.
It seems so pointless to me. All of this over a statue. I mean, all of this violence, anger, fighting, and I think one of you guys touched on it. I think it was you, Johnny Ray. When you trust the government with something that is dear to you, like, you know, in this case, these people believe their heritage is being est upon by these bureaucrats. You're going to be disappointed, whether it's you trusting them with your retirement or you're trusting them with a statue that you think is really important or whatever. They are bound to disappoint.
Max, I have a question for you. Since you have, you know, sort of bitten the bullet or taken the bullet and watched film of this, my first impression was that a guy had driven his car into a crowd of people. And then I got a second impression that he had driven his car into another car, which then hit a minivan, and the second two cars were the ones to strike the crowd and injure and kill people. And it wasn't the intentions, while, you know, of course, bad and fueled by bad things, were not actually to drive into a crowd of people. Do you know anything about that?
From the video that I saw, it appeared that the person who drove the car, it looked as if he drove the car intentionally through the crowd of people, hit another car. That car in turn crashed into another car, and more people were injured. That was what I got from it.
Did somebody die in that car crash?
One person did.
Wow. Hey, thanks, Max, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I saw one of the clips, but I didn't see more. I know there's probably more than one, but I did see one of them. And I remember seeing on social media, and I don't know whether this was true or not, but the guy driving one of the cars, maybe the first one that crashed, wasn't he also a leftist?
That's what I've heard at this point, but, you know, I feel like this is too early to sort of be making news out of this. I need to hear more.
We're not making news. We're just speculating wildly.
You're talking about the villain in the piece.
The supposed villain.
No, he was – there were some right-wing outlets that were saying that he was a lefty, but no, he's not.
Was he a righty?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If you know more, you want to clue us in or weigh in, you're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Salina, Kansas, where David is on the line listening to KINA. Hey, David.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, thanks. Well, you know, I, as a libertarian, you know, I believe in the freedom of association. You know, I think you guys put it very well earlier when you said libertarians can be bigots, you know, and that's because of, you know, the freedom of association. But I think you solve racism through the free market.
I agree.
Let's talk about that. Hang on, David. I want to give you the chance to say what you have to here. So one moment. More with David. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. How do you solve racism through the free market? And is that the reason why it hasn't been solved yet? Because we don't have a free market? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live and a live Sunday edition.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want, if you would like. It's up to you. Or we'll talk about stuff. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And by the way, if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, then you really should check out Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. So let's go back to David in Salina, Kansas. He's listening to KINA. And David, you'd called in. You just said before the break that you think that the way to solve racism is through the free market. Can you tell us more about what you mean?
Well, I think, the best example I have is when you look at people who refuse to bake cakes for gay weddings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about that. You know, if someone says, well, I'm not going to bake for a cake for them because they're gay, well, if I could bake really, really well, I'd be like, hey, I'm setting up shop. Bring all your business to me. I'll bake cakes for anyone. I don't care, because that's the market at work. It's the same way, you know, if you've got people who don't want to serve black people. You know what? Without government subsidies, you know, like what we had back in the, you know, during Jim Crow days, you know, where the government actually stood up for that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kinds of businesses would fail. And yeah, I
if not,
as,
they'd be very struggling, you know.
Yes, they
it depends
would be
on where.
A lot of people.
So there's I know that there's a barbecue place in I can't remember whether it's South Carolina or North Carolina, but there's a barbecue place that was renowned for its bigoted owner. That barbecue place, relatively recently, in like the last decade or so, changed hands over to the son of that owner, and the son's like, I don't want nothing to do with my dad's politics. I want to sell barbecue. Yeah. But since it didn't change sort of the family's hands, it didn't change a name or anything like that, many people are sort of struggling with whether or not to frequent this restaurant. Apparently it's world renowned for its great tasting barbecue. So it is possible for a place to exist and provide a really great service, but only provide that to a certain segment of society or whatever. Just saying. Go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is possible for a place like that to exist. You know, for me, what I look at is when I identify, when people try to identify me politically, when I have conversations about the free market, I literally say I see people like dollar bills.
They're all
I don't
green.
Care. I don't care where. That's right. I don't care where they come from. I don't care what their background is. Is that if I've got a product, if I've got a service that they want to buy, okay, green.
So long as they pay the bill.
That's right. As long as they pay the bill. As long as they pay the bill, cash.
We only
check,
discriminate against
credit.
People who bounce checks, right?
That's right. That's right.
Hey, David,
so
good.
That's,
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
That's how I feel. That's how I view it. I view it as let the market work.
I love it. That's totally the message here on Free Talk Live. So you've definitely found the right show. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you because we are somewhat new there on KINA in Salina, Kansas. So thank you and great call. Yeah, I totally agree.
Nice to know that we've got libertarians hanging out in Salina, Kansas, too.
And I think somebody, I forget where, I saw somebody recently pointing this out, but it's an important point, and that is that it's important to know who these racist business owners are. You don't want them to be able to hide behind, you know, some sort of non-discrimination laws, right? Let's let them go out in the open. Let them wear their Nazi symbols on their sleeve or put it up in the front window. That way I can know where I shouldn't do business with people, and I can cut those people off in case I was accidentally going to that shop just thinking, oh, this is a great barbecue, and not knowing the beliefs and how the owners act.
Right. You know, the term dog whistle is used relatively often in order to say, hey, that person's really a bigot because, you know, they're saying something that is subtly offensive. Well, you know, dog whistles, isn't generally terribly convincing, this claim of dog whistles, right? You know, like, people will only believe it if it matches their particular philosophy. I don't want dog whistles. I want somebody to come out and say what they believe.
That's right.
And when you pass all these laws and, you know, that sort of thing, you make it so that people are less likely to say what they believe and
right.
more likely to rely on code words, dog whistles, or whatever terminology one wishes to use for this. And that's the difficult part here. Like, we've made, up to this point, essentially overtly bigoted statements are generally not accepted in polite society. But I would be very interested what it would be like if we had a libertarian society. Is, you know, now we can know. Now we know where what to socially sort of ostracize and that sort of thing, and that would make me happy.
Exactly. Now, would the ostracism be enough in every case to shut down a racist business? I don't know if I'm optimistic enough to say that it would, because if there's a big crowd of white nationalists or something living somewhere, then they may be enough to sustain barely one of these businesses. But certainly, I think in general, I think the caller's point is true, and that is that allowing the market to work is going to help people end racism. And one of the reasons for that is because if you need to make, you know, if you're looking to make money, and somebody comes to you, and you grew up in like a racist household, right? Grandpappy and daddy were, you know, racists, hardcore, and, you know, that's what you were indoctrinated with. But then in the marketplace, you realize that you need to, you know, do business with as many people
sure.
that, you know, are green, as our caller was pointing out. Then that's going to give you the reason to have a conversation with somebody that you might have certain prejudices against. And maybe that's going to break down the barriers, you know, the business over time, the business of a person honoring their agreements, doing what they say they're going to do, paying their bill on time, things like that, that may break down some of those barriers, some of that bigotry that might have been built up over the years. That's the best way to do it, I think, to have people do business with one another.
I agree. So did W.E.B. Du Bois.
It reminds me of the topic of employment discrimination. And what the Hazlitt types would say is that as long as somebody is working below, significantly below what they are producing, if they're working and they're being paid below what they could be making, what could be profitably they could be making that's profitable for themselves and their employer, as long as that situation exists, it's an opportunity for somebody else to make money on that guy.
To come in and hire him away, you mean?
Exactly.
So if the business owner, it's a retail shop and he's paying his employee $10 an hour, but he's making $15 an hour off of every hour that employee is working, what you're saying is unless that person is given a raise, somebody else can come in and headhunt that good employee and say, hey, look, you're only making $10 an hour here, dude. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $13.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that's a good thing.
To the extent that the racial realists are correct that black people or others are subhuman and are not as competent as white people, if they're right about that, then racism will work for them in the market, I think. Well, no, because you can I'm not going to go down that road, but to the extent that racism is an accurate portrayal of the world, then that will work for them. But to the extent that the disfavored races are able to be productive and are and can contribute to the world, then it won't be good. It won't be profitable for you at all.
Right.
Well, yeah, one of the things that is often cited here is this book from 1994, The Bell Curve. Mm. But, you know, that's taking an IQ in exams. It doesn't talk about other forms of intelligence and that sort of thing. So, you know, I don't know how particularly valuable that particular stance is. It seems it's bordering on pseudoscience, in my opinion.
855 450 free like freedom. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Join us.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
As we continue, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Just to bring you back up to speed, earlier in the show tonight, before somebody ended up calling in about Charlottesville, and that kind of took us off in that direction, talking about racism and things like that for a while, we were talking about the cannabis church that has opened its doors in Denver, Colorado. Story coming out of The Guardian, and they're calling themselves the International Church of Cannabis. They opened up on April 20th. It was last year, so 2016. And they have a real church building that's in Denver, Colorado. And we'll take you back up to where we were in the story here. So they have a public viewing, smoke-free, on Thursday through Sunday. So anybody in the public can come in and, I guess, check out the church. But then they have private cannabis services that are held on Friday nights, and it seems to be growing. They have 1,400 members who are on their roster, because essentially they're trying to do this legal, which, mm-hmm. I don't think is a particularly courageous thing, but, it is what it is, and good luck for them. In Colorado, you can't allow legally anyone to smoke cannabis in a place that's not a private club. So they've made their church private. There has to be a membership. You have to join the church in order to participate in the smoking of cannabis there. But it's not surprising, says medical marijuana here was legalized in Colorado back in the year 2000, which was the first state to write it into its constitution. By 2009, dispensaries began popping up around the state, and legalization of recreational use soon followed in 2012. It has, for the most part, been wholeheartedly embraced, although I've got an article from USA Today that says that it's been an absolute disaster. It's by a drug prohibitionist who really wants you to believe that marijuana legalization has been a horrible thing for Colorado. So if we get a chance, we'll share that with you, too. But it says here it's been wholeheartedly embraced. In 2016, Colorado sold more than $1 billion U.S. dollars worth of cannabis, created thousands of new jobs, and collected almost $200 million in additional tax revenue. A church dedicated to cannabis may seem strange to us, but in Colorado, it might just be the next logical step. But there have been detractors. Currently, three of the founding members, including Lee, are under citation for two charges dating back to their opening 420 event. The first for breaking the Colorado Clean Indoor Air Act, which bans smoking in public places. And the second for breaking a state law that forbids marijuana consumption outside of private homes and clubs. They refute the claims, and officials admit they appear to have been adhering to the law since then, but a court date is pending. Now, that's where I say that, you know, these guys are a disappointment, ultimately, in the same way that the cannabis church in Indianapolis was an ultimate disappointment. They made this big to-do about how cannabis was part of their religious beliefs, and then when the time came to actually show the world their religious beliefs, they chickened out and didn't actually smoke cannabis at their first big gathering, which was, you know, reported on nationally. I think, didn't Derek J even go there for it? I feel like Derek J had called in from there. I think he was actually there.
Yeah, I couldn't say.
So, you know, that was a disappointment because, you know, if indeed this is your religious belief, then you should stand by those beliefs even when under attack from the federal government or the local, in this case, it was the state government in Indianapolis. So you should stand up for that, because if indeed it is part of your religious beliefs, then it should be protected. Now, I realize that there are people who have tried to take this to court in the past, and I don't have the history in front of me of how successful or unsuccessful that they have been, like the Rastafarians, for instance. But I think this is still a relatively unlitigated area that would be very interesting to find some attorneys who'd be willing to take those cases pro bono. Of course, you know, the average person can't afford to bring in federal attorneys or whatever. These are not cheap people to bring on board. Dan Paybun from the state's House of Representatives in Colorado goes further. In a recent interview with the New York Times, he said the new church, quote, offends both religious beliefs everywhere as well as the voters' intent on allowing legalization of marijuana in Colorado, unquote. Well, why would that offend somebody? I mean, why would one person who's religious really care that there's a church of cannabis in town?
Well, they either A, they feel like the religion's being made a mockery, that religion generally, and therefore their religion, is being made a mockery of. We've heard this regarding the Shire Free Church, because you know, we believe we've got a new revelation surrounding God and freedom and all that stuff, and people are like,
I don't know anything about having a new revelation. The Shire Free Church is just an interfaith peace church. What's the new revelation?
I believe that God is very concerned with human freedom, okay, and that humans can come to their fullest expression of morality given human freedom. Mm-hmm. And churches nowhere in America are spending any time on that, right? They're all about, you know, repress this, repress that, and sure, that sort of thing. So we need something in that particular area, and all you see is pushback on that. You know, there's very, very little support for that particular, idea.
Well, new religions historically have always been under fire by people who've been around for a while, or religions that have been around for a while. People don't like things that are new,
okay,
I guess.
So there you go. This church is dealing with, is under fire because people don't like things that are new.
Fair enough. Also, it says here it offends the voters' intent on allowing legalization of marijuana in Colorado. Well, this guy presumes he knows what the voters' intent was. As though the voters' intent is the exact phrasing of this, you know, whatever the proposal was that was on the ballot in Colorado to legalize it. You don't know why it is people supported that thing. It doesn't mean that they, just because you vote for a legalization initiative that's on a ballot, doesn't mean you agree 100% with the initiative. I mean, I would vote for a legalization initiative even though I'm against the legalization of marijuana. I'm for the end of prohibition. I want to see prohibition wiped away. I want to see people be able to grow, sell, give away, smoke, whatever it is they want to do with cannabis without having to ask anyone's permission, without having to pay any taxes. And a legalization scheme is almost always going to come along with regulations and taxes. So I'm against those two things. And everyone I know in the marijuana legalization movement, for the most part, they would also like to see no tax on marijuana. They would also like to be able to grow as many plants as they want to and smoke it outside their, you know, outside their house or whatever. They all want those things, but they would all vote for legalization because it ends prohibition, even though it does create a regulatory structure in at least every state that has been tried. Hopefully here in New Hampshire, when it goes through the legislative process, because we don't have ballot initiatives, maybe we've got a small chance, but maybe we'll see fewer regulations or no regulations whatsoever. I know there are going to be some people pushing for that here, but it's not realistic to think that's going to happen, because in order to get these things passed, you generally have to pander to the politicians, and to pander to the politicians means you have to show them the revenue. You have to show them that, yeah, oh, this is going to create all this revenue, blah, blah, blah. So this guy's saying that he knows what the voters were thinking, that the voters only want you to smoke marijuana in a club. Or, you know, a private club. That the voters don't want you to be able to smoke marijuana outside. That they voted for this very restrictive legalization scheme because that's exactly what they wanted. It's a ridiculous claim. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's nonsense.
So anyway, going on here, he, this state representative Pavin, introduced an amendment that would ban pot use in churches. But to date, it has failed to gather support. Also, I'd say it's highly unconstitutional. Overall, though, the official opposition seems to be dwindling. Daniel Rowland, spokesperson for the Denver City office, says, quote, as long as they operate within the law and don't offend their neighbors, they're free to do what they want. Well, I'm sorry, but you should be able to offend your neighbors. That's part of freedom. I'm not saying you should, but if the neighbors are offended by the fact that you're sitting outside of your house smoking cannabis, well, sorry. You know, it could offend me that my neighbor's sitting outside of his house on a trashy porch. But it's his house. It's his porch. He can do what he wants with it. I'm willing to respect my neighbor's right to do as he feels with his property. I would like that same respect returned to me. In my mind, that's what being, you know, a good neighbor is about, is respecting your, you know, the freedoms of your other neighbors. Now, that doesn't mean that you should be free to, let's say, blast noise at your neighbor's house and, you know, disturb them with sound waves or something like that. But as far as, like, what you keep on your property, what you do on your property, I don't see why it's anybody's business and why anybody should care.
I think that's why you need judges for that sound stuff and the stuff that goes through the air, like industrial byproducts and pollution.
Mm-hmm. Particulate matter, sure.
Light
pollution.
Yeah, if you decide you're going to put up a whole bunch of, football stadium lights.
Get a spotlight and point it right at your neighbor's window.
Right at your neighbor's window. I think that could be an issue. I mean, lasers are light, right? You can be burning a hole through your neighbor's house.
When we give that industry up to the socialist bureaucrats, we lose a lot.
There's more coming up here. You can join us. We'll tell you more about the Cannabis Church in Colorado. And you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number 3 is on the way, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.